Hi, this is Brigitte Mouchet with the Solari Wellness Series. Today, I have the pleasure to interview an expert on water, and more precisely, an expert on structured water, Clayton Nolte, who joins us from Arizona. Clayton, welcome to the Solari Wellness Series.
Thank you, I appreciate
it. Yeah. So Clayton Nolte is a researcher and the inventor of water structuring technologies. He spent the last 40 years exploring physics, math, and the properties of water, and the effect it can have on health and life in general. Clayton Nolte has a very important and I think empowering message for us. So let's dive in and see what structured water is and why it is so important. To get started, could you explain what structured water is and why did you get interested in this?
Well, the water within you is structured. If it were not, you could not be alive. So what does water, structured water, do? Structured water makes water available to your cellular level. The technology and a term to bring the viscosity of the water down to a place that it can enter into your cellular level. The viscosity is measured in dynes, D-Y-N-E-S. The dyne number to enter in your cellular level has to be 46 dynes or lower. So the majority of water, surface water, bottled water, processed water, is 72 to 84 dynes. In order for the water to get into your cells, your body has to make that water usable. So back about 20-some years ago, 25 maybe, there was a study done to determine for a 35-year-old man or woman to be hydrated, the amount of energy their body has to put up in order to take water that they drink to be hydrated at the cellular level. If you could convert that energy to electricity, you could light your house up for a month. Mm-hmm. Just on that energy alone.
Yeah.
If you're 45, that number goes up. 55, it goes up further. 65, 75, 85. I mean, the ability to be hydrated comes down to the amount of energy your body can put in or has available to make the water you're drinking and or bathing in usable at your cellular level. What structuring does is it brings that water to instantaneously available, whether you're washing your hands, whether you're drinking it, whether you're bathing in it. It does not matter. It's instantaneous hydration. Mm-hmm. And so if you think about that, and then you look at what is water's mandate? What is water here to do? Water is here to bring in the nutrients and carry out the garbage. So basically, everything you eat and everything you drink goes out your elimination system. At your cellular level, your cells receive energy. On the internet, there used to be the availability to show you what this was, and I looked for it recently and not been able to find it. But it was a video showing that water comes into your cells and it enters into your aquaporin channel. That's A-Q-U-A-P-O-R-I-N. When you're putting this into your internet, do not leave out the I. Otherwise, you'll be inundated with porn.
Yes.
So it's aquaporin. Mm-hmm. That's the channel that receives water. And that water has to be 46 dynes or lower to enter your cellular level.
I see. So is it the same thing as easy water that Dr. Pollack talks about, like the fourth phase of water?
Sure. Well, everybody that has developed or let's say has researched water, they've come to a place of developing their own brand, their own name. Mm-hmm. But the truth is, all it is structured. It has to be, It has to lower the viscosity of the water down to 46 times or lower to enter into the cellular level. Now, if you want to do this on your own, you can place your hands on both sides of a glass of water, and you will lower the viscosity down to a lower point. It may not be instantaneous. A lot of what that meaningfulness is how energetic and how well you believe in yourself. I mean, there's a lot of studies that have been done, not so much specifically on self or individual. Most of the studies have been done on technologies, like my technology. Mm-hmm. My technology brings water down to 40, to that level of just below 46 dynes. And it's done with a portable unit that you can hold in your hand and run water through it. But this is technology that people have taken on to understand it better. Again, structured water brings in the nutrients and takes out the garbage. So the nutrients at your cellular level, when water comes to the aquaporin channel, it unloads its nutrient density into the ion channel. So the water is carrying ions. What are ions? Ions are the frequency of everything you eat and everything you drink and everything that's in the water itself. Mm-hmm. A water molecule. Now, for you scientists out there, a water molecule, you can't see a water molecule. There's no instrumentation that can show you what a water molecule looks like. The closest you can get is this. Six water molecules in a row is 1 nanometer long. Instruments that can measure a nanometer are called interferometers. One of the most popular ones is a nuclear magnetic resonator. Not many people have them because back in the day, they were about $5 million a piece. I talked to a nurse recently who said the price has come down. Mm-hmm. And it has the ability to measure. One of the most important things about structuring, at least initially to know, is what is structuring doing in order to get that viscosity down to 46 dynes or lower? It is to change the hydrogen bond angle. And an NMR, nuclear magnetic resonator, has the ability to measure the hydrogen bond angle. Most people don't do it because they don't recognize it, they don't understand it. But anyway, the hydrogen bond angle in structuring, in my technology, brings the hydrogen bond angle up to 120 degrees. This is hexagonal water. And there's a lot of studies being done on this now. A lot of knowledge is coming through the scientific world of what this can do for the human physiology. When you drink structured water, again, hydration into your cellular level is instantaneous. All the nutrients from the food you eat and drink is instantaneously available to your cellular level. When a water molecule coming to your cells unloads its energy in the form of ions into the cell makes the determination of what it needs. And as that water molecule passes through the cell, it picks up the garbage from that cell, which is taken into the inside of the water molecule. And all the energy, the good energy, nutrients, are taken back on the outside of the water molecule and carried to the next cell. You're not going to find much on this, basically, because there are very few who have taken water to this level.
Yeah.
Again, primarily because you can't see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are dealing with invisible stuff, so it makes it more complicated. So just to summarize at a really, really high level, are you saying that structured water enables the body, but also plants, to take in nutrients and release, get rid of the garbage. And so it's a great detoxifying tool.
Yes, absolutely. Let me give you a number here. Again, the science of water at this level is theoretical. Mm-hmm. However, it's been proven that this is, you know, this is what happens. The water, to be perfect, is hexagonal water. That's 6 points, six sides, 120 degrees.
Mm-hmm. That looks like Dr. Emoto did. He took pictures of
the snowflake. What, right? Yeah. The mm-hmm. snowflake. You can get that same picture from observing the hydrogen bond angle, simply, if you have a microscope. Uh-huh. And on our website, you know, and every unit we send out, we send a picture of this. It was done in Germany at a research institute where they took a 400 power microscope, something you would find in a classroom. I'm sure in most classrooms, they're more powerful than that. Mm-hmm. But anybody can acquire something this simple. Yeah. If you take a drop of your tap water, and you put it on a slide, a microscope slide. Mm-hmm. Let it dehydrate. And then take a drop of structured water and let it dehydrate. And you'll see the chaos in the hydrogen bonding of your tap water. The toxicity, all these things reflect a chaotic energy or form that's created. That form is created from the calcium that's in the water. All water has calcium, by the way. So the calcium that's in the water, the calcium arranges itself in accordance with the hydrogen bond angle.
I see.
So tap water is chaotic. You go over and you look at the structured water and you'll see a star, a six-pointed star,
mm-hmm.
hexagonal.
So structured water carries life force energy, would you say that?
Yes. And that life force energy can be in the form of prayer. If you want to go there, can be in the form of prayer. Everything that is beneficial to life, the water molecule carries on the outside of itself, making it instantly available to the cellular level. And there are institutions that just take water and pray over it and make it perfect. You can do this yourself. You can take a pitcher of water and in a group and just pass it from person to person and have them put something beneficial into the water. What I recommend you do before you do that is you have everybody taste the water.
Mm-hmm.
And then taste the water afterwards. You can do this with a bottle of wine. You can do this with anything. You have the power to change all things to perfection.
Yeah. So I'm interested in detoxification right now. So how this structured water works in the body to detoxify it without depleting it from the good stuff? Because when you take some supplements to, for instance, detoxify from heavy metals, I think it can remove everything, and then you need to take back some minerals to compensate for the loss of maybe too much of those minerals.
A simple statement here. Structured water energetically neutralizes all toxins, hydrocarbons, bacteria, viruses, molds, and pathogens, and energetically enhances all nutrients, making them instantaneously available to the cellular level.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to worry about what's good. It's going to make it available to your cellular level. It eliminates everything that is erroneous or, let's say, harmful to life.
I see.
And so toxins and hydrocarbons, simply the change of the hydrogen bond angle eliminates them. But when you get into living organisms, which is bacteria, viruses, molds, and pathogens, so how does structuring eliminate them?
Mm-hmm.
Well, primarily, they thrive in areas where there's little or no oxygen.
Yeah.
When you structure water, one of the first things you'll see in your water glass is a significant amount of bubbles on the side of the glass. That's free oxygen. Oxygen that's freed up from structuring the water. That oxygen going into your body will neutralize bacteria, viruses, molds, and pathogens. It also does it in your water glass. It does it in your, in everything that you add this water to, in your swimming pool, in the river, in the lake. Everywhere this water goes, it's going to eliminate bacteria, viruses, and molds and pathogens.
So just because of the hydrogen bonding?
The hydrogen bond angle, what it does, it aids in changing the formulation of the toxins, of the hydrocarbons. It changes the formula of everything it comes in contact with. So primarily, your tap water is holding on to the memory.
Yeah.
That's that the water remembers everything it passes through and everything it's passed by since it came out of nature.
Mm-hmm. Which can be good or bad.
So that water holding on to that memory is what is considered dead water. It has no energy whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
That's the water that the majority of humanity is drinking now and bathing in.
Yeah.
So that's where your body has to make that water usable.
Uh-huh. So
when you structure that water, all that goes away. The structured water cannot carry toxins or hydrocarbons into your cellular level. It cannot carry it. It's against the law.
Mm-hmm.
That action of structuring, and structuring, by the way, is water spinning, vortexing.
Yeah.
In my technology, it vortexes both left and right, up and down, but it's a multiple vortex. And water at a high rate of vortex or speed changes the viscosity, changes the hydrogen bond angle.
Mm-hmm.
So structured water then neutralizes the toxins and the hydrocarbons, erasing the memory of them.
Yeah.
So the water can't carry that memory. It can't carry that energy. Those toxins and hydrocarbons go out your elimination system, along with everything else physical in your, that you eat and drink.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing a water molecule can carry is energy.
Yeah.
And a structured water molecule can only carry the energy of things that are good for life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To your cellular level. That's the law.
Uh-huh.
Water coming out of nature is the hydrological cycle. Basically, water on the ground evaporates, goes up in the atmosphere, and returns as rain. And up in the atmosphere, it's structured, made healthy, returns as rain. However, 80 years ago, that rain was perfect.
Yeah.
You could bathe in it, you could swim in it, in rivers, lakes, ocean, everything was thriving on that energetic water. Super energized, super structured. However, today, hanging over your head, pretty much anywhere on this planet, is 1 to 2 tons of carbon.
Mm-hmm.
Carbon is acidic.
Yeah.
And it's destroying our rivers, lakes, oceans. Everything on the ground is being destroyed by acid. However, if you take that acid, the carbon, and put it into growing tomatoes, tomatoes thrive on acid, on carbon. So, you know, we have at our fingertips a clear path to having perfection. All the stuff up in the atmosphere could grow food. The energy can be converted simply by structuring it. And it's happening all over the world. for people who have seen the light, in a sense, taken this into their operations, into their organization. There are potato chip manufacturers now structuring the oil that they cook the potato chips. And what happens?
Healthier.
Well, what happens is the potato chips never go rancid.
Wow.
You can do this, your potato chips today, or take something like Cheetos. Mm-hmm. I love Cheetos and potato chips. If you open a bag of any one of those, they're cooked in oil, right?
Yeah.
You open a bag and just smell it. Mm-hmm. You get a hint of the oil, or slightly rancid, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I'm going to take you kind of a quantum leap here. If you have one of my devices, like a portable, for instance, or a house unit, one that goes on your water line, and you take that water from your tap or through the portable, just stick your portable underneath it and take it into like a spray bottle,
mm-hmm.
little spray bottle.
Yep.
You put a little water in there, put the top back on. And if you spray the outside of the package of your potato chips and or your Cheetos,
mm-hmm.
And just before you do that, I suggest you taste your Cheetos and potato chips also, besides smelling it. Spray the package, then taste your Cheetos or potato chips and smell it. It will taste significantly different, better, and smell clear, clean,
uh-huh.
like the potato chip would smell fresh, and or the Cheeto fresh.
So without touching the product directly, the food right. directly, it still has an effect because it radiates something?
Because hydrogen has no barrier.
Uh-huh.
So a simple statement here is when you structure water, you're increasing the hydrogen bond angle 120 degrees hexagonal. That hydrogen, you're basically changing the atoms of hydrogen to be perfect. And one perfect atom of hydrogen, every atom of hydrogen it comes in contact with is made in its image. Perfect.
Yeah, that is very interesting. So there is no barrier. Do you use that yourself at home to refresh your food, to revitalize your food?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and here's a simple one. You can take a glass of wine, for instance. Take a sip of your wine,
mm-hmm.
and you can do the same thing. You can spray the wine glass with that spray bottle, and or you can spray the wine directly, and or you can drop one drop of structured water or two or three drops or whatever in your wine, your coffee, your tea, any drink, and it will change it. Your coffee, it'll make it more balanced. In other words, it'll remove the harshness of the
acidity.
Right, the acid.
Uh-huh.
It'll make everything more balanced.
Okay, and so you can keep it in a bottle and it's going to last for a few days? Forever.
Yeah. Yeah, especially if you want it to last forever, you want to put it in a cobalt blue bottle.
Yeah, because light is probably good.
There's a couple other colors out there now. There's a kind of a purple or scarlet colored glass or bottle. But cobalt blue is a color that protects water from the outside world.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Interesting.
Now, there's one more container that would protect water also, and it would be an egg-shaped container. You used to find urns, basically, like an urn.
Yeah.
An urn is an egg-shaped container.
I see, yeah.
Has the capacity that anything inside of that egg-shaped container would maintain its integrity. Anyway.
Hey, that's very, very interesting. And so you would recommend having that in your kitchen and just spray all your food with that and
Great. And you want to take this a bit further? If you have my portable unit or any one of my units physically, you can turn it upside down and blow air through it on your wine or your coffee or your tea or an injured joint or scratch or scrape or burn. It'll do the same thing. Make it healthy.
So can we go back to some of the health effects and the effects on the body? I think I've heard you talk about the effect on blood cells and how it can carry oxygen better. Could you talk a little more about that?
Yes. In fact, on my website, which is claytonnolte.com, claytonnolte.com, I have research on blood, a couple of them, but you can go to research, I believe, or whatever the headings are. But there's several. What happens to blood is it makes it uniform.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it health. It makes it extremely healthy, and it's very clear. I mean, you could, if you have a microscope again, you can take a drop of blood and you can see the difference in your physiology.
Yeah. And so that helps basically everything in the body to function better?
Yes. Right. You have to remember this. It took you, how many years old are you to get to the condition that you're in?
Uh-huh.
Most people expect things like this to work instantaneously. It may take a little while for it to change your physiology, to correct it.
Yeah, to rebalance the system.
Now, tell you some of the scenarios here. There's basically three patterns. One pattern is, if you just accept this and know that it's going to work for you, and you don't have any preconception that it's not going to, if you can just allow it to do what it's here to do, it can change your physiology instantaneous.
Mm-hmm.
If you need to know more detail, if you need detail, it takes longer.
Yeah.
And if you absolutely believe that it won't work, it still will, but it takes longer again.
I see.
Because basically this is changing the physiology, or let's say the hydrogen bond angle is changing everything it comes in contact with. Everything. And it doesn't matter what you think, but it does. Because thinking about it and adding prayer to it is being part of the solution. You can make things happen faster. And the big thing about structuring is, first and foremost, is it changes the hydrogen bond angle to open your cellular structure up to accept change, to accept everything that's good for life. And it also has the ability to pull from your cellular level everything that's wrong or erroneous. But again, it's all in energy. It's all in an energy form, energetic form. Your cells can't take on anything physical or anything electrical. All they can carry, all they can handle is energy.
Yeah.
Everything physical goes out your elimination system.
I see. Yes. Okay. So you're really saying that water is the basis for life?
Yes, absolutely. Water and air. Now, air is the same. Air, if you structure air and breathe it, or blow structured air on anything that the air comes in contact, again, air is oxygen and hydrogen, plus other things. But when you change the hydrogen bond angle, everything in that air is changed to perfect. When you change it in water, everything in the water is perfect.
Yeah.
Everywhere this water goes, or air goes, structured, is made perfect. Now, how far that goes, these are things that takes a lot of technology, a lot of manpower to figure out. But we figured it out that it goes pretty much one structured device has an energy field. We measure it as biophoton energy.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, your body recognizes, you know, a term chi.
Yeah.
It's similar to scalar energy.
Mm-hmm.
But that zero-point energy, scalar energy, longitudinal wave, chi, prana, ki. Anyway, it has a field effect.
Uh-huh.
One drop of structured water has a field effect of 1,000 feet in all directions.
Yeah, just one drop.
Right?
So it's like the aura of the water. Is that the same thing?
Yes, it would be aura. Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So where we have witnessed this is way back, a strawberry field in California. They were struggling with an area of their strawberries. The food value of the strawberries was so low they couldn't market them.
Mm-hmm.
The food value of the ones they were marketing was an 8. And this is, you can look this up, food value. This is another way of testing structured water. Mm-hmm. And it's with a refractometer. The measurement is in bricks, B-R-I-X. And the price point is determined by the bricks.
Mm-hmm.
And the area that they couldn't sell was a 4.5, I believe.
Yeah.
They put a structured water unit on that section of the field, watered, and 48 hours later they checked and the bricks was a 9.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Inside of a week, all the strawberries within 1,000 feet got up to 18. I believe 18 is where they pretty much where they were measuring it.
Mm-hmm.
And the coup de grace of this is strawberries are normally, they're a seasonal crop.
Yeah.
When they stopped picking, they stopped watering. They stopped the food, the drip in the system of food.
Mm-hmm.
And the strawberries kept growing and kept producing.
Wow.
The strawberries candied on the plants from the sun. And normally when strawberries are not picked, the white flies would come in and lay their eggs on the strawberries would drop to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
At that range, 1,000 feet away, there were clouds of white flies, but they didn't come into the field effect.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Of structuring. The scientific points of all this is all food has a variety of healthiness to it.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to look at a BRICS levels, poor has a certain level. Poor is where the level where marketing food, they can't sell it.
Mm-hmm.
Good is where they would love to sell it because it good would give them a significant price point.
Mm-hmm.
The majority of food in the fields doesn't even come close to that.
Yeah.
Unless it's grapes and or pineapple, maybe. But when the BRICS level comes up to the good point, for strawberries, I believe good is 12.
Mm-hmm.
At that level, the food value is significant enough that if a white fly were to come and lay its eggs or attempt to lay its eggs on that 12, that when they bite into it, the food value had enough sugar in it that it would turn to alcohol and it would kill them. That's why the white flies wouldn't come to a field with structured water.
Uh-huh. And also, I think I heard you say that plants that you water with structured water are shielded against the too much dehydration from the sun?
Yes. Because it opens up the cells of the leaves and hydrates them.
Mm-hmm.
It hydrates all life in the plant.
Yeah.
And that that level of hydration prevents, let's say, the aspect of the sun that's harmful
mm-hmm.
from altering the plant.
Yeah.
As it does for you. If you have a structured water, let's say, in your home, and you get a sunburn, you can take a shower with structured water and the sunburn goes away.
That's nice.
Basically because your sunburn is the sun, and the sun has removed the structured water from your skin.
Uh-huh.
And when you take a bath or spray structured water on that area of your skin, it reaccomplishes the hydration. Does it the same thing for virtually anything that is drying up? You can spray structured water on it and give it life back.
So is it the, would you say it's the best moisturizing cream?
Yes. Lots of moisturizing creams now utilizing structuring to improve the longevity of their product.
Oh, and not only the moisturizing effect?
And also eliminating the toxicity of their product.
Wonderful. So there's a few more things I would like to talk about with you. If you could say something about the effects of structured water on the pineal gland, that would be great, because that's something that has always fascinated me. And we all know that fluoride is having a negative effect on the pineal gland. And if we could maybe restore it to its original state, we would all feel better.
Yes, like I said before, the majority of humanity is clouded over by calcium buildup.
Yeah.
Structured water causes a formula change in the calcium because the geometry of structured hydrogen basically brings the hydrogen bond angle to 120 degrees hexagonal.
Mm-hmm.
So calcium contains hydrogen. And so when you make the hydrogen in calcium, you're physically changing calcium.
Mm-hmm.
And so that calcium, prior to structuring, adheres to itself and everything that comes into contact. It's its formula. When you structure it, you're changing hydrogen that it cannot adhere to itself or anything it comes in contact with. So it places calcium in solution.
I see.
So when you're drinking and bathing in structured water, the points in your body, say this would also have to do with, say, things like, the stiff joints.
Mm-hmm.
All that goes away.
Wonderful.
On your pineal gland, it goes away. And so everyone who is engaged in structured water is experiencing a clearer vision.
Mm-hmm.
If you're out in nature, you can see, no matter where you go, how you function with a clearer vision, your pineal gland, just your ability to clearly see what's truly here, what's truly out there. It gives you a significant advantage over anything that you've ever done before or engaged with before.
Mm-hmm. So it's life-changing.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
In so many ways. And the more that you explore this and ask,
mm-hmm.
ask your intuition, ask your higher self.
Yeah.
To be revealed the truth.
Mm-hmm.
It's a magical world out there, believe me.
Yeah. One more thing that a lot of people are concerned about right now is EMF. So do you think that structured water can also make the body stronger to be able to, you know, resist better against all the EMF radiation that's around us?
Absolutely. Yes. Primarily, when water is being structured and or air being structured, it produces a significant amount of negative ions.
Uh-huh.
And also, once it is structured, a significant amount of negative ions. Negative ions primarily are oxygen.
Yeah. And which is healthy, right, for the body? Negative
Absolutely.
Ions is healthier Absolutely. Than positive ions, right?
Right. Absolutely. It's absolutely. And if you were to go back to, I don't know how many years, maybe 10, I don't know how many years back, when there were really a lot of places were pushing negative ion generators.
Uh-huh.
An electronic device.
Yeah, I remember those.
It was actually ozone. They were actually ozone. Generating
ozone, right?
Right, ozone, right. Harmful.
I remember buying one.
Harmful. But it was an interesting experiment. You put a negative ion generator, plug it in, and what does it do? It neutralizes positive ions. And what are positive ions? Positive ions are bacteria, viruses, molds, pathogens. They're all positive ion, positively charged, right?
Mm-hmm.
Pet hair, dander.
Dust,
right? Most homes are supercharged with positive ions.
Yeah, especially if you have a TV on, for instance, and probably computers do that too, right?
Right. Right, electricity,
mm-hmm.
Fluorescent lighting,
yeah,
your carpet,
mm-hmm.
Everything man-made,
yeah,
electricity is one of them, man-made, right?
Mm-hmm.
Furniture, plastics,
yeah,
it goes on and on and on. Mm-hmm. So you're living in an intense environment of harm,
yeah,
positive ion, positively charged, the electricity mm-hmm. coming in, your Wi-Fi. Positively charged.
Yeah.
When you put a negative ion generator like the one we talk about, the ozone generator,
mm-hmm.
what happened? Wherever that ozone was or was going, it made the wall black.
Yes, that's what I was going black. To say. Yes.
Everything black. Because yeah. why? Because a negative ion, comes against a positively charged particle. And what does it consume? It consumes the hydrogen. So a positively charged bacteria, viruses, molds, and pathogens, these are living organisms.
Mm-hmm.
And a good deal of their life force energy is hydrogen. So in a large and a positively charged ion of, or positively charged bacteria, virus, molds, and pathogens is small. It's kind of similar to hydrogen.
Mm-hmm.
Small. A negatively charged ion or negatively charged ion is huge. It's like oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
And the way this would work is that the negative charged ion would come against the positively charged bacteria, virus, molds, or pathogens, and all these other positively charged particles, and basically consume it. And the physicalness would drop to the ground or stick to the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And the hydrogen would be consumed by the oxygen of the negative ion.
Yeah. And so the pathogen disappears, basically, right?
Right. Uh-huh. And could never be the same. It's true still.
Uh-huh.
So structured water creates a super, super dense field of negative ions.
Uh-huh.
Supercharged oxygen. It does it in the water. And you'll see this when you pour a glass of water. The glass will have bubbles on, or the plastic bottle will have bubbles all over. That's oxygen, supercharged, mm-hmm. free oxygen,
mm-hmm.
significantly good for your physiology and your health and your well-being.
Yeah.
Same way in the plants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So lots of things to think about that can improve the quality of our lives and support life. There are not many things that we find around us today that are supporting life and that are so easy. So it probably requires a little bit of a stretch. It may be a stretch for some people to think that something, you know, as simple as that can have such a big effect. But, you know, I would say it's worth a try. Is there anything you want to say about your products, for instance?
Well, yes. Can I give my website? Gave you my website. My website, ClaytonNolte.com. And it contains all the original research that we did. And we did research utilizing the GDV, gas discharge visualization. Mm-hmm. It's a device made in St. Petersburg, Russia. The inventor is Dr. Konstantin Kurokov, a friend, colleague. We utilize that to measure the energy, the biophoton energy of water. Mm-hmm. We also use it to measure the effect of the water on the human physiology.
Yeah.
And I'll go into the detail of it if you want, but maybe at another time. It's complicated. What it does is it photographs. It's Carillion photography. It goes into the photography of the finger, you know, your fingers. Mm-hmm. And with the program designed by Dr. Konstantin Kurokov and his 300 mathematicians at the University of St. Petersburg, they developed a program that photographs your fingertips. And so it has your physical body and five bodies above your physical. Mm-hmm. All recorded, all showing on a computer screen. They use this technology in Russia, used it for years, that every athlete prior to going into performing mm-hmm. had to pass the GDV.
Yeah.
Because it has the ability to see if
the energy level is high enough.
Yeah, it has to do with if you're psychologically prepared to be a winner.
I see. Yeah. Interesting.
Anyway, we use it and we have a lot of studies on my website showing the use of it. And one of the biggest, clearest picture of it all is it has a program that shows your chakras.
Nice.
Drinking a glass of structured water would bring your chakras to 0 point, straight up and down.
Wow, so perfectly aligned.
Breathing structured air, two breaths, mm-hmm. would bring your chakras to 0 point. In other words, that's saying that your brain is in regulation. Also in the GDV program, it had brain hemispheres, left and right, all the organs, every organ from the tip of your hair to the tip of your toe, reflected on a computer screen, showing whether an organ is normal, pushing energy or pulling energy. Mm-hmm. So one thing we realized, everybody in the United States who's on chlorinated water, fluoridated water, every U.S. citizen has a thyroid problem.
Mm-hmm. And structured water can help as
yes.
well. Wonderful.
Anyway, you could go on and on and on, but that is a way of looking at the human physiology. And this is what we utilize to know that our products were successful in correcting the human physiology. Where it's gone from here, you know, I've been retired now for 2 years. And I had initiated some programs prior to, which we're still engaged in and which are major affiliations around the world. It's pretty magical what this can do. Mm-hmm. And personally, I know there's a whole lot more to do, or a whole lot more to see, a whole lot more to to accomplish with this. So my website is claytonnolte.com. My selling website for selling the product is structuredwaterproducts.com.
Okay.
Structuredwaterproducts, with an S, .com. Yeah. And we're having fun with it. It's doing programs like this is a way to put the message out. I've been doing this now. I retired from the Air Force. I was in the Air Force. I retired in 1979. I went back to work as a consultant until 1999. And anyway, this technology has saved my life.
Mm-hmm.
I had significant, problems from being in the wrong place at the wrong time when I was in the military. And this this has changed my health and well-being significantly.
Yeah.
My birthday was April the 13th.
Uh-huh.
I turned 81 years old.
Yeah, I heard that.
I'm projecting for 81 years.
Yeah.
And
congratulations. Yeah, that's wonderful.
When we send a unit, we send information along with this. There's information on structuredwaterproducts.com. If your people want to do more with this, there's avenues of affiliation. And if you want to get involved, there's avenues for that also. I'm looking to do more, but more takes money.
I see. Well, Clayton, thank you so much for all the time you spent today with us talking about your passion. I think structured water is a very simple way to improve our energy levels and health. And I look forward to personally trying your products and seeing some great results.
I will guarantee you, you will see and feel a significant change in your physiology.
Mm-hmm. And I really believe there is something to this. And it's really the reconnecting with the power of nature and the essence of life.
And bringing us back to remember, we have significant powers of our own. We are nature.
Yeah. Yep.
We just have to remember who we truly are.
Yes.
And this water, this technology aids us in coming back into who we truly are. This water aids you to reset your DNA and your RNA.
Uh-huh.
And we have testimonies of people saying that their scars fell off.
Hmm.
So,
interesting.
There you go.
Yeah, I really look forward to this. And then one very last question. Is that a good protection against, what's going on right now?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes?
Absolutely.
Okay, good.
Everything that's going on right now, whether you believe it or not, I mean, everything that is happening right now, you can build up a barrier.
Uh-huh, a shield.
In your physiology that will protect you from everything that's out there.
Uh-huh.
And it doesn't take that much. Primarily, it's the role of being hydrated.
Mm-hmm.
When you're hydrated and you breathe through your nose, all the air you breathe is structured.
So even without your device, the air...
Yeah, even without my device, when you breathe through your left nostril, it spins the air to the right.
Yeah.
Your right nostril spins the air to the left. It mm-hmm. structures the air you breathe.
Okay.
The moment that you breathe through your mouth, then your physiology is determined by your immune system. And most people's immune system is severely...
Yeah, compromised.
Compromised.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was a real pleasure talking with you, Clayton. And I wish you the best with your future projects. And it's amazing to see somebody like you who created such important technology and we still have big plans for the future. So it's very, very inspiring and a wonderful message of hope for you know, the situation in which we all are right now. So I really thank you and appreciate all the knowledge you've been sharing with us today. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Brigitte.
This is Brigitte Mouchet with the Solari Report Wellness Series. Please leave your comments or questions on the blog and we'll respond as quickly as possible. Thank you for listening and take good care of yourself because it's more fun to be well.